Assemble your crew of 15 or more and enjoy discounted ticket pricing and preferred seating. Plus, Brewers account reps take the stress out of planning to help you plan your outing. Learn more at brewers.com/groups.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Tired of dealing with insurance hassles? With the new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club, you can get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Savings Club members can get more convenient, transparent, and affordable dental care, including savings up to 55%. They can also get less, including fewer restrictions, yearly maximums, and limits. More or less, you could say. WDA Dental Savings Club members get the best of both worlds. To learn more, visit WDAClub.com.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Christian Yelich to lead off the fourth inning for the Brewers against the left-hander Matthew Liberatore in a scoreless game. Carbliss is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. First pitch is high, ball one. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss, this is more. It's the middle of the order. Yelich, William Contreras, and Frelick do. Wind up in the 1-0. Just missed outside, 2-0. Brewers have two base runners thus far, and Christian was one of them. He singled the opposite way back in the first. Liberatore rocks into the windup, the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Cutter out away. Chased off the plate, 2-1. Lane was telling you this at the outset of the outing for Liberatore, but he has been unblemished against the Brewers as a starter. 2-1 pitch, ground ball to shortstop. Played perfectly by Mason Wynn near the bag, and he'll throw out Christian Yelich by a couple of strides. This is only the third time he's ever been a starter against Milwaukee. It's the first in a couple of years, but he has now thrown 13 innings without allowing a run. And here comes William Contreras. Struck out to end the first inning. He'll take low on a curveball. Brewers Baseball is brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care? They got you covered. The 1-0. Outside, 2-0 again. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. Hitters count for William. The pitch. Called a strike on the inside corner at the knees. 2-1. Liberatore, who was a reliever almost the entire season a year ago. 2-1 pitch, ground ball to third. Play for Nolan Arenado on the second hop. Pats the glove, throws a cross, and he got him by a step. A couple of ground outs in the inning for Liberatore. And that's two quick outs. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Josh and Lane from Bush. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals scoreless in the fourth, and with two out, here's Sal Frelick taking a strike from Liberatore. Last season, he made 60 appearances, and only six of them were starts. They moved him back to the rotation this year, mostly out of necessity. 0-1 pitch sails high, and it goes over the catcher Paez to the backstop on the fly. Whoa, 1-1. Fortunately for Liberatore, nobody was on base. He's been very good, almost better as a starter than he was as a reliever. Two out, the 1-1. Frelick takes just a little bit high. That easily could have been a strike, but not deemed as such. So it's 2-1. Pitched a really good game against the Mets his last time. Only 2 runs and 6 2/3. 2-1 pitch, ground ball up the first base foul line, 2-2. Frelick inspecting his bat, wondering was there a crack. The answer is no. It's intact. Sal came close to a hit a couple of innings ago, but the second baseman Donovan took it away from him. Liberatore has retired 7 in a row. The 2-2 pitch hit in the air into right. Play for Jordan Walker. Backtracks a few steps, now waiting, looking up into the darkened sky, and he makes the catch. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Liberatore. Well, the Brewers still can't score against this guy. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 0-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Save on trimmers, sprayers, and more. Plus, get free battery offers by shopping online or at participating local steel dealers for a limited time while supplies last.
Well, bad news. Apparently something happened to Garrett Mitchell. You hope it's not serious. He's been removed from the game as we go to the bottom of the fourth. 0-0. Isaac Collins has come in, and the pitch is a called strike from Chad Patrick on the leadoff batter, Brendan Donovan. Collins is in left. Churio moved from left to right. And now Sal Frelick moved from right to center. 0-1 pitch. Donovan takes low, 1-1. So nobody's in the same spot in the outfield that we saw in the bottom of the third inning as the bottom of the fourth begins. 1-1 pitch, Donovan takes low and in, it's 2-1. And again, you hope that it's nothing serious for Garrett Mitchell. Donovan singled back in the first. Patrick ready for the 2-1. And he misses high, it's 3-1. It's the middle of the order for St. Louis, with Nolan Arenado and Nolan Gorman. Coming up after Donovan, the Nolans. Donovan waits, second in the National League in batting, and he takes a strike. Cut fastball right through the heart. It's a full count. By the way, Collins is now occupying the seventh spot in the order vacated by Garrett Mitchell. Big pitch here, 3-2 coming. And he just missed. That was so close to the inside corner, but just a bit off. 94-mile-an-hour sinker, and for the third time in 4 innings, the Cardinals have the leadoff man aboard, and that's dangerous here with Arenado and Gorman coming up. Donovan aboard for the second time. The second base on balls issued by Chad Patrick. So Arenado comes up. And he swings big, but fouls it back over the screen. It's 0-1. Nolan Arenado grounded to shortstop to end the first. Now Patrick's been able to work around trouble thus far in the outing. See if he can do it again in the fourth. We have no score The 0-1 pitch, Arenado takes very high, 1-1. Network Health salutes all our nation's veterans. Retired vets can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. Find the coverage you need and health plan experience you want with Network Health. Learn more, networkhealth.com/veterans. 1-1. Arenado chops foul wide of third. Softly hit. And it's 1-2. Just thinking the other day how Garrett Mitchell, so nice to have had him healthy for the full first month or so of the season. Guy who's just had to battle those injuries his whole career. Not to speculate, you just hope it's nothing serious. 1-2 pitch, very high. Threw a fastball, and that almost got over the head of William Contreras, but he leapt out of his crouch to grab it. Good job by William, so it's 2-2 on Arenado. That gets by him. Donovan's up to second base. Patrick is set. Okay's the sign, 2-2. Very high again, and now it's going to be a full count again. Second batter of the inning to go 3-2. At first base, Brendan Donovan looking over at his third base coach. Wants to see if they're going to start him here. I wonder. Patrick is ready. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, drilled foul. Hit it way out of play down the left field line. That was crushed by Arenado, but very foul. We'll do it again at 3-2. We've seen Arenado now for 5 years with St. Louis. Always seems to hit Brewer pitching very well. Patrick has a new ball. Runner goes again, 3-2. Swung on and lined in the left for a base hit. Just served it and was read well by Donovan. He never broke stride, and he'll go to third. Throw from Collins, not in time. The bloop single by Nolan Arenado, and so 2-3-2 counts. And each batter reaches base, and the Cardinals in a great position to score first in the series. They're on the corners with nobody out. And Patrick frustrated. I don't blame him. Just made a great pitch. And Arenado, as we've seen him do so often over the course of his career, he just beat the pitcher. Flipped his bat out, poked it into shallow left. No chance for the new left fielder Collins to catch it. And it was really great base running by Donovan, who was in motion on the pitch to go to third. Here's Nolan Gorman. Infield is back, and he swings and hits it into shallow right. In comes Jackson Churio. Churio's got it. Tagging from third. Coming home, Donovan. Here's the play at the plate. Tag late. Just got around Contreras' tag with a great slide. Brendan Donovan. It's a sacrifice fly by Nolan Gorman. And it's 1-0 Cardinals. And again, great base running. Arenado goes to second. That was not a deep fly ball by any stretch of the imagination by Gorman. And Churio made a strong throw. Remember, he just moved to right field this inning. On a hop, it went to Contreras. And Donovan just able to get in with that left hand sliding to the inside of home plate. And the base running has given the Cardinals another runner in scoring position as Arenado advanced. Here's Jordan Walker. Swings through a high pitch. Nothing at one.
Strong throw. If the throw's on the other side of the plate, you got him. And Contreras did a good job of trying to whip around and get the tag on him anyway. It ended up being close, but he got in there.
Trying to keep it at just one run is Patrick, the 0-1 pitch. Big swing again, and this time Jordan Walker fouls it back and out of play over the screen, so it's nothing in two.
This is where Uke would have said, you got to score one to win anyway. Pretty true statement, right?
It is. You think about it, factually correct. With a bit of comedy included. Yep, you were going to have to score one. Brewers have had a hard time getting any against Matthew Liberatore. 0-2 on Jordan Walker. The pitch is fouled on the right side out of play. Walker flew to right his first time. Arenado at second base. The big issue the Brewers have had, Lane, over the last couple of days, leadoff walks. And another one just scored. Walker's had a tough start to this season. 0-2 pitch. Checked up on a breaking ball low and away. That was the slider. It's ball one.
There's so many things that a walk can lead to, especially a leadoff walk, but it also just almost 100% assures you're not going to have an efficient inning pitch count wise too. I mean, it takes a bite out of you as a pitcher.
Patrick ready, and the pitch is outside, barely on a sinker, 2-2. It just makes every pitch you throw in the inning stressful. Pedro Páez on deck, 2-2 on Jordan Walker. Here it comes. Swung on, grounded to shortstop. Played there on the second bounce by Ortiz. Looks the runner back and throws out Walker at first. So now two gone in the home fourth. And that brings up the catcher Páez. And after that long battle there with Jordan Walker, Contreras is going to go pay a visit to Chad Patrick, his rookie pupil. The Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound. They've got dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall seating for over 200, a full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. A Nolan Gorman sacrifice fly has plated the first run of the series. And now you got Páez coming up there with a runner at second and two out. Páez has had to play a lot more than maybe they would have anticipated coming into the year. Ivan Herrera is injured. First pitch lifted down the right field foul line. A long run out for Reese Hoskins going over near the tarp, but he's there, and Reese makes the catch. One step before the tarpaulin, and the inning is over. All in all, pretty good work by Patrick, and he allows just the one run in the fourth. Four in the books, and St. Louis has a 1-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Never run out of hot water again with a hybrid heat pump water heater from Richmond. This water heater's advanced system detects any potential water leaks and sends an alert to your smartphone. Menards has a great selection of water heaters in stock, ready to take home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella Windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
Well, we go to the fifth. Brewers having to play from behind. 1-0, and let's see if they can get to Mr. Lippert's, or maybe Lane Grindle can be the tonic.
All right, well, we'll give it a shot here. Josh Maurer, Reese Hoskins. Swinging a hot stick, takes a first pitch strike from Liberatore, and it's 0-1. Have an update for you on Garrett Mitchell. He left with left oblique tightness, we are told. 0-1. He is through there for a strike on a changeup, but it's nothing and two. You never like to hear oblique. While it's not ever really season-ending, it's always one that's going to take a little bit of time, typically. Hopefully it's just precautionary. 0-2 pitch is a ground ball off the end of the bat to first. Scooped up by Contreras, he'll run to the bag and retire Hoskins for the first out. One away for Isaac Collins. Again, it could be precautionary. You just never know. Maybe he wakes up tomorrow and it feels much better, and that's certainly the hope. So you wait for a more in-depth update, but oblique never is a great thing to hear. So here's Collins hitting in Mitchell's spot, and the pitch is low. It's 1-0. Enter the game in the bottom half of the fourth inning and is now in left field for the Crew. Liberatore's 1-0 pitch is a ground ball to short. Mason Wynn plays it on a couple of hops and fires over to first. And two quick outs for Liberatore here in the fifth. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer. The seltzer that passes the vibe check. And Liberatore very efficient. 2 outs in the fifth inning. He's at just 63 pitches so far. And now here's Joey Ortiz, who struck out against Liberatore back in the second inning. First pitch is in there for a strike. And it's nothing and one on Joey. Just 1 for 10 on this road trip so far for Ortiz. 1-0 Cardinals in the top of the fifth. A one pitch hit off the end of the bat. Slow roller out towards the mound. Fielding it halfway between the mound and first as Liberatore flips it to Contreras. And the Brewers go down very quietly in the top of the fifth. To the bottom of five we go. 1-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Hockey on YouTube.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Chad Patrick at 61 pitches. He's pitched very well so far. And Patrick and the Brewers trailing 1-0. Trying to keep it at just that one run deficit. Victor Scott leads off for St. Louis. First pitch to him. He is high and away, and it's 1-0. Scott can be a problem on the base paths, as Josh told you back in the third inning. Tyler Alexander is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen right now. 1-0 pitch. That is right through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. This has been very much what we've seen from Chad Patrick so far in his previous four starts. Just very solid. 1-1. That missed inside with a sinker, and it's 2-1. And Chad Patrick, who had the wonderful year last year in AAA, Triple Crown winner, International League Pitcher of the Year. 2-1 is in there for a strike with a cut fastball, and it's 2-2. He has been fearless, and he has just taken that recipe from last year and applied it at the big league level, and he's been successful with it. This ball is lifted into left, coming in is Collins, and makes the catch on a beautiful diving play in and to his left. And Collins got a great read on it and sold out for it. And a head first dive, and he made the catch just before it got to the grass. A tremendous play by Isaac Collins. And there's one away. Chad Patrick will be pleased with that. And now here's Mason Wynn. First pitch to Wynn is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, living right here in Milwaukee, been able to enjoy the great tasting Usinger sausage anytime that I want. A one is down and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Because Usinger's been around a lot longer than I have. It's been owned and operated for 145 years. Family owned and operated as well. The 1-1 fouled back into the net. It's 1-2 on Wynn. That's quite a tradition. Enjoy the taste of Milwaukee. That's Usinger's. Made right here since 1880. One out, nobody on. One ball and two strikes on Mason Wynn. And the pitch. Little liner into left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit for Wynn. Frelick over there to cut it off on a couple of hops. Holds Wynn to a single. And it's a one-out single for Wynn. And it turns over to the top of the order now. And Lars Nootbaar, who is 0-for-1 with a walk so far tonight. And Pat Murphy's out of the dugout. And that's going to be it for Chad Patrick. Tyler Alexander is coming into this game. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, and they remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 1-0 Cardinals. Patrick is done. Alexander's coming in with one out here in the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with us mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to us mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Save big money on everyday items you need at Menards. Eliminate odors with Damprid Moisture Absorbers. They're perfect for basements, attics, closets, and more. Damprid Moisture Absorbers work to attract and trap excess moisture to create noticeably cleaner, fresher air. Save big on Damprid Moisture Absorbers at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So, next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst. Using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Tyler Alexander takes over on the mound for the Crew to face the left-handed hitting Lars Nootbaar. Alexander making his eighth appearance. He's 1-2 with a 4.50 ERA. Mason Wynn is at first with one out. That is Chad Patrick's responsibility. And he takes off. Pitch is outside. Throw to his second. Ends up in center field. Wynn gets up. He's going to scramble to third. Frelick gets to it quickly. The throw to third is not in time. So Mason Wynn ends up at third. It was really not a bad pitch to handle for Contreras to try to make a throw. Now Wynn isn't Scott, but he can really run himself. Throw wasn't really all that bad of a throw. Ortiz just kind of short-armed it and didn't catch it. So now the infield has to come in with a 1-0 count on Nootbaar. And one away. It is an E6 on Ortiz, and that's the right call. Pitch is popped up and fouled out of play. Third base side, and it's 1-1. Scoreboard said E4, but that was Joey Ortiz, so it's definitely an E6. And that's the right call. It should not be an error on Contreras. It was not that bad of a throw. They weren't going to get him. 1-1. Lined into right, that's down for a base hit. Trotting home is Wynn. Nootbaar has got an RBI single. It's 2-0 St. Louis. So, the stolen base, the error, and now Newbar's at first, still just one out. 15th RBI of the season for Newbar. That run charged to Patrick. And now here's Wilson Contreras. Alexander brings home the pitch, and it's rolled foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Wilson Contreras 0-2. Still just a 2-0 game, but it's been so hard to get anything going against Liberatore. And Liberatore looks like he can stick around for a while in this game. Alexander's 0-1. That is lifted high in the air and foul. Out of play first base side. It's 0-2 on Wilson Contreras. But again, 2-0. You get out of this. It's a matter of a walk and a home run, a bloop and a blast. I mean, it's a very easy formula to get yourself even in this game still. Alexander picks over to first, and Newbar had flinched towards second but dove back into the bag head first in front of the throw. Brendan Donovan, very dangerous hitter in the on deck circle. And now tossed to first, and back in time is Newbar. So both disengagements have now been used. Alexander looking in. Contreras is certainly a double play candidate. 0-2 pitch. That is high, and it's 1-2. Well, satisfy your baseball game hot dog cravings and join the Brewers' all-new hot dog club. Members get a hot dog at every remaining Brewers regular season home game and an exclusive trucker hat. A look at first. And now time was called before Alexander could bring the pitch home. You can learn more about the Hot Dog Club by going to brewers.com/hotdogclub. That's what you put in after the slash. 2-0 St. Louis here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Runner at first, one away. The pitch is low with a sinker, and it's 2-2. All quiet in the Brewers' bullpen. This is about Tyler Alexander right now. Quiet as well in that Cardinals bullpen, as Liberatore has been really good tonight. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball right field. It is pushing Churio back. Still back, still back. Looking up. It's over his head. And one hops the wall. Churio plays it off the wall nicely. On his way to third goes Newbar. It's a double for Contreras. And now the Cardinals have him at second and third, and one away. And now the dangerous Brendan Donovan, who's not been retired tonight, comes to the plate. That was a cutter away, and it was a really good swing by Wilson Contreras. He just went with that pitch. It wasn't a strike. It was off the plate. Now the infield has to come in again for the Crew, trying to keep this at a 2-0 deficit. Pitch to Donovan in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. You do have the lefty-lefty matchup here, but you also have Nolan Arenado in the on-deck circle. A one pitch. Here's a soft liner into left, down for a base hit. One run is in. Racing around third is Contreras. Here's the throw home. William applied the tag, and Wilson is out at the plate. And Wilson's going to come back and touch the plate just in case, because it really looked like William missed the tag. Now, they could also say that Wilson might have been out of the baseline trying to avoid it. Tripp Gibson was right there. He called him out. Cardinals deciding if they want to challenge this or not. And it does not appear that they will. So one run in, but they get Contreras the trail runner. Donovan ends up at first. It's 3-0 St. Louis. And now Nolan Arenado coming to the plate. Boy, he just tagged him if he did. Very close. Three runs on seven hits now for St. Louis. Alexander brings home the pitch. And it's a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, tough start for Tyler. He's faced three batters, single, double, single. But what a throw by Collins.
Yeah, left really field. Good throw from Isaac Collins. You're right. He's made a nice play as well as Arenado. Fly ball left center. Frelick back into his right, makes the catch, and the inning is over. And Collins made a great catch to begin the inning on Victor Scott as well. Cardinals put a couple more across. They lead it 3-0 as we head to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Join the Brewers on May 17th for a one-of-a-kind cribbage board giveaway, courtesy of 620 WTMJ. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will get the special board featuring the famous racing sausages. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
More.
Cardinals lead it 3-0 as we head to the sixth inning here in St. Louis. It's the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. And Mike Barnett from Madison is our contestant as Caleb Durbin leads off for the Crew. First pitch to him, a swing and a miss at a slider down and in, and it's 0-1. Durbin is 0-1. He struck out back in the third inning. That was Durbin's first strikeout in the big leagues. It did take him a week before he struck out in the show. The 0-1 is fouled out of play first base side, and it's 0-2. Mike will win a gift card jackpot of $150 if a member of the Crew hits a home run this inning. And $100 will be added to the total for each additional home run this half. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. 0-2 pitch, Durbin, a two-hopper out to short. Bobbled by Wynn, picks it up, throws to first, and he still got him. Contreras tumbling after making the catch. That is the arm strength of Mason Wynn on display. Durbin hustling up the line. He bobbled. Very few shortstops have the arm strength to recover and make that throw and retire Durbin like Mason Wynn just did. And on a night when Liberatore is dealing, you need those types of things to go your way to try to erase this 3-0 deficit. So here's Bryce Terang. First pitch to Terang is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. This is how hard Mason Wynn just threw the ball. 91.3 miles an hour from shortstop. Oh. Flat ground. 0-1. Missed down and away. One ball and one strike.
And you know what? Watching it, I believe it.
Think about that. 91. It's not from a windup. It's not from the stretch. It's not off a mound. 1-1. Lined foul by Bryce Terang. Out of play. Down the left field line, and it's 1-2. That is, that is Ellie De La Cruz stuff, O'Neill Cruz stuff. Mm-hmm. O'Neill, of course, in center now, but when we saw him at short, how hard he would throw it across the diamond. 1-2 pitch to Terang is a swing and a miss. Chased a slider, he strikes out. there's two away. And now Jackson Churia will be the batter for the Crew. Liberatore is only at 72 pitches, and he's got two outs in the sixth inning. He's going to be around for a while still. That's the other piece of bad news. First pitch to Jackson is a swing and a miss on a curveball down and in. It's 0-1. Churia 0 for 2, a pop up and a ground out. Just 6 for his last 44 at the plate and 2 for 15 on this road trip. Liberatore's 0-1 is a chopper, foul up the third baseline, and it's nothing and 2. Now we got the Cubs coming to town when the Brewers get back off this road trip, May 2nd through the 4th. NL Central contenders getting in on that rivalry action in early May. 0-2 is a liner into left center field. That's going to get down for Churia. Plug the gap. It is cut off just before the warning track by the center fielder Scott, and motoring into second with a two-out double is Jackson Churia, and that is a good sign. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of Westfin, the silver lining. The ninth double of the year for Jackson. And the Brewers have their first runner in scoring position tonight against Liberatore. They did not have anybody at second base until now. Pitch to Yelich, missed outside. It's 1-0.
He had retired the previous 13 batters.
Yeah.
Liberatore.
Get those Brewers Cubs tickets by going to brewers.com/tickets. Churia gets his lead from second. The 1-0 pitch is down and away with a cutter. And it's two balls to no strikes. If anything, it extends this inning a little bit more on Liberatore. The Cardinals bullpen has had its struggles. It really struggled on that road trip. You got to be able to get into it before Helsley if you're the Crew. 2-0 pitch is high, and it goes to 3-0 on Yelich. So you got a kind of a shrinking window right now for the Brewers as Craig Gyoho is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Pitch that fills up the zone. It's 3-1. William Contreras in the on deck circle. Brewers trailing 3-0. Just three hits against Liberatore so far. 3-1 pitch. Yelich, a liner into left center field. That's down for a base hit. Churia streaking around third. He will score. It's an RBI single for Yelich, and the Brewers are on the board against Matthew Liberatore. The first run they have scored against Liberatore when he starts against the Crew. This is his third start lifetime against the Brewers, and they have put together a little two-out uprising here in the top of the sixth inning. Yelich drives in his 21st. He's 2-for-3 now tonight. And that two-out double from Jackson, innocent enough at the time, has gotten one of these runs back for the Crew. And now here's William Contreras, and if he would lose one, we would be all square. Just feels good to get a run against Matthew Liberatore. Break the ice if you're the Brewers. Feels like Drago bleeding in Rocky IV. First pitch to William is low for a curveball. It's 1-0. He has been so good against the Brewers in his young career. 1-0 pitch. That is away, and it's two balls and no strikes. And now you extend this inning on him a little bit. He's up to 82 pitches. With two outs here in the sixth. Looks at first, and now arms starting to scramble in that Cardinals bullpen. 2-0. That is high, and it is three balls and no strikes. Leahy and O'Brien both getting loose. A couple of right-handers for St. Louis right now. 3-0 on Contreras. Does he have the green light? The pitch. He takes a strike with a cutter down the middle, and it's 3-1. I don't mind that. Just make Liberatore throw as many pitches as he has to throw in this inning and get into that bullpen. 3-1 is a chopper on the left side. Big hop for Wynn. He's going to flip to second to retire Yelich, and the inning is over. But the Brewers get on the board. RBI single from Yelich. We go to the bottom of six. 3-1 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
Tell the movers!
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup? Troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tyler Alexander stays out there on the mound for the Crew. Craig Yoho has been getting loose for the Brewers. And it'll be Nolan Gorman to lead things off for the Cardinals. It'll be Gorman, Walker, and then Pajes scheduled to hit here in this bottom of the sixth. 3-1 St. Louis. Brewers able to get on the board in the top of the sixth inning. An RBI single from Yelich. And here's Gorman, who's 0-for-1 with a sac fly RBI. Alexander misses outside with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. Pitch. Fly ball into right. Coming in is Churio to make the catch. Very routine play for Jackson. And there's one away. Jordan Walker strolling to the plate. We'll see if Pat Murphy sticks with Alexander, or does he bring Craig Yoho into this game? He's climbing the steps and he's on his way out to the mound. So it would appear that's it for Tyler Alexander. And Craig Yoho's coming into this game. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brew Crew when the game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 3-1 Cardinals. Yoho coming in with one out and nobody on here in the bottom of the sixth. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb. Our kitchen is always cooking.
It's 3-1 St. Louis as Craig Gyoho takes over here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out, nobody on. Jordan Walker is the batter. Gyoho making his third appearance since debuting with the crew in San Francisco, and it's a swing and a miss by Walker, and it's 0-1. Gyoho taking over for Alexander. And the pitch, ground ball behind the bag at third, bobbled for a moment by Durbin, recovers, throws to first late. It's going to be a tough play for Durbin as he backhanded it behind the bag at third. It was just fair. He barely kept it fair. Walker has himself what should be an infield single. And it is. So now here's Pedro Páez. If he picks that with the backhand clean, probably is able to get Walker, but it still is going to take a good throw. And here's Páez. The pitch is down, and it's 1-0. Well, everybody's talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. 1-0 pitch. That is a strike with a changeup that Yoho's able to land, and it's 1-1 on Páez. Gyoho, when you have a chance to stand next to him. Long hold. And a 1-1 pitch. Fastball nailed the outside corner, and it's 1-2 now on Páez. If you stand next to Craig Gyoho and then find Quinn Priester somewhere in the crowd, very similar guys. Physically, both big guys, broad shoulders, look a little bit alike too.
Yeah.
When Gyoho showed up in San Francisco the first day, 1-2 pitch is rolled foul, third base side, stays at 1-2. I saw him in the hotel that morning and I thought, oh, there's Quinn Priester. And then I looked at him, that's not Quinn Priester. And then I stared at him for a second longer, that's Craig Gyoho. He's here. Spin the throw to first, and Walker dives back in there head first.
I can promise you, you're not the only person who had that misidentification, because yeah. I did it too.
Did you do it as well?
When I first saw Gyoho, I thought, oh, there's Priester.
Yeah, we hadn't talked about this.
No.
1-2 pitch is rolled foul, third base side, stays 1-2 on Páez. That's interesting. You had the same thing.
Yep.
When I saw him, he wasn't up yet, right? He hadn't been called up yet, technically. So it was the first I knew that Craig Gyoho was coming up was when I thought he was Quinn Priester in the team hotel in San Francisco. 1-2 pitch. He is ground ball on the right side. Terang ranging to his glove side. Fields it, throws to first, and gets Páez. Walker moves up 90 feet to second base. He's there with two outs, and now Victor Scott, the second, will hit for St. Louis. And after I looked at him for a little bit, I realized that is not Quinn Priester. And then, as I said, I put it all together. They are big guys, too. Big, strong-shouldered dudes. Gyoho, changeup missed a little high, and it's 1-0 on Scott. Scott is 1-for-2. Collins made a nice diving catch against him back in the fifth inning to rob him of a hit. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's rolled foul at the first baseline, and it's 1-1. Gyoho trying to combine with Alexander to put up a zero here in the sixth. Brewers able to get on the board in the top half of this inning. It's a 3-1 Cardinals lead. 1-1. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2. Fastball right down the middle that time at 93. But that thing plays up after you've seen the changeup. One-two pitch. Breaking ball missed outside. It goes to two balls and two strikes. Cardinals with one in the fourth and then two more in the fifth. 2-2 pitch is a touch outside of the changeup. That was a tough pitch for Scott to take. It was a borderline pitch. It was outside. But as good as that changeup is, that's when you get a swing on a lot against the left-handed hitter. 3-2 is a check swing. Dribbler out to first base. Fielded by Hoskins. Steps on the bag before the speedy Scott can get there. And it is a zero put up by Alexander and Yoho in the bottom of the sixth. Cardinals lead it 3-1 as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people. And they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It is a 3-1 Cardinals lead as we head to the seventh inning. And back in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you. It's Matthew Liberts, who is still out there to face Sal Frelick, who bluffs a bunt, pulls back, though, and takes a strike right at the knees. So Liberatore has gone six innings. He started to get human at the end of that sixth. A Churio double, a Yelich RBI single brought the Brewers within two. The 0-1 to Sal. Popped up, foul, and I think playable. Third base side, yep, Nolan Arenado is there to make the... Oh, he dropped the ball. He dropped a foul ball, did Nolan Arenado. To borrow a phrase that was uttered by a famous broadcaster in this ballpark, I can't believe what I just saw.
I can't remember ever seeing Nolan Arenado make an error.
That was routine for him. He was there with 10 steps still before the sidewall. 0-1. Actually, it's 0-2. And the pitch is in the dirt, 1-2. Even the scoreboard operator was so flummoxed that Arenado dropped the foul ball that they didn't put the strike on the scoreboard. 1-2 on Sal. They did charge an error. The pitch. Line drive left field. Coming on in as Newt Barr dives forward. Can't get it. Got a glove on the ball. Then it rolls behind him. And into second base. Taking advantage of his extra life given. Frelick. He goes the opposite way with a leadoff double here in the seventh inning. Wow, what a turn of events. Cool. On what will be the final pitch of the day for Matthew Liberatore. Oliver Marmol's out of the Cardinals' dugout. He's going to call for the right-hander Leahy. Kyle Leahy will come in with the right-handed batting Rhys Hoskins due up. Tying run at the plate. Newt Barr almost got that. Diving forward towards the infield. Got a piece of the glove on it, but it didn't stick, and then it rolled behind him. That's why Frelick gets a double. And now it is a 21-game on-base streak for Sal. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 3-1 Cardinals in the seventh, and Libertors out of the game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Who's looking for a better deal? Well, Cousin Sub's $10 meal deals just got better. Available online only. Order your 7.5-inch meal deal today and upgrade it with a large